track three. And then we'll start with the first of our news stories, which is, of course, about the general election, which happened last week. Joy and despair. Conservatives ousted from Newton Abbott constituency. It was a night to remember for Martin Wrigley and one to forget for Anne-Marie Morris. The public cast their vote on July the 4th and the Newton Abbott constituency changed political colours as a result. Liberal Democrat Wrigley defeated Conservative Morris, taking the seat which has been blue for the past 14 years and turning it yellow thanks to more than 15,000 votes. Meanwhile, in central Devon, Mel Stride hung on to his political career in a nail-biting battle with Labour's Ollie Pearson that came down to just 61 vote difference following a recount. The Liberal Democrat took the seat with 15,201 votes, ending 14 years of Conservative power. "This has been a momentous day," he said. Wrigley thanked the voters of the Newton Abbott constituency for putting their trust in him to be their representative in Parliament. "I will do my best for you, our constituency, and our country," he promised in a speech after the results were declared. Conservative Anne-Marie Morris, who has been MP for Newton Abbott since 2010, garnered 12,955 votes. Morris took the seat in 2010 general election after gaining a 523-vote majority over Liberal Democrat Richard Younger Ross. Martin Wrigley is currently a Devon County Councillor, leader of Teignbridge District Council, and a councillor for the Dawlish North East Ward. He previously served as Mayor of Dawlish. Now that Martin Wrigley has been elected as an MP, a by-election will have to be held in the Dawlish North East seat. In central Devon, the Conservatives hung on to the seat, with Cabinet Minister Mel Stride narrowly avoiding defeat. The Work and Pension Secretary secured 16,831 votes, 31.3% of the total ballots cast, a huge drop from more than 55% at the last election in 2019. Several polling companies had predicted Labour would win the seat, and the party's candidate, Ollie Pearson, came very close to doing so. He came second with 16,770 votes, 31.2% of the total. Mr. Stride was first elected as the Constituents MP in 2010 and had dominated every election since, increasing his vote share every time. But he only just dodged a Portillo moment, so named after Tory Cabinet Minister Michael Portillo lost his seat in Tony Blair's 1997 landslide. Mr. Stride said, "Can I thank the returning officer and all of those who conducted the count so efficiently here throughout the night? I would also like to express my sadness at the loss of so many of my colleagues who will not be joining me in the House of Commons." Married with three daughters, 62-year-old Mel Stride studied philosophy, politics and economics at St Edmund Hall, Oxford, before setting up events and publishing company Venture Marketing Group in 1987. He and his wife still hold shares and voting rights in the business. And this is a two-page spread, which obviously I've edited quite a lot. And there are lots and lots of photographs, one of Martin Wrigley looking quite happy and the other one, Anne-Marie Morris, not quite so.
New hub to tackle wait lists. Hospital patients in South Devon are being asked to help keeping waiting lists up to date with the introduction of a new system. The new patients hub will help the NHS know if local people still need their appointments and want to remain on a waiting list. From last Tuesday, July the 9th, anyone who's been waiting for more than 12 weeks for an appointment with Torbay and South Devon NHS Foundation Trust's outpatient team will receive a text inviting them to confirm their wishes on the new patient hub. Patients will be asked to confirm if they wish to remain on the waiting list, be removed as their condition has improved, or be removed as being treated elsewhere. The project is being overseen by Tony Ray, Patient Access Manager. He said, "This service will support patients who are awaiting appointments within head and neck, surgery, ophthalmology, musculoskeletal and medicine, and we will gradually roll this out through 2024. Many of us receive texts from our doctors or dentists reminding us of appointments. This is essentially the same thing, so we hope that this new validation process will make things easier for our patients. If you've been waiting for more than 12 weeks for an appointment with our outpatient team, you will receive a text asking if you still wish to be on the waiting list and directing you to contact it every 12 weeks. This new service will make things easier and quicker for people waiting for care and also help us reduce the number of letters currently being sent out, helping the environment and reducing postage costs.
Owner of deadly boat fined £100,000. A Brixham-based fishing company has been fined more than £100,000 after a highly modified vessel capsized, causing the death of two people on board. Laura D Fishing Limited, a Torquay-based company and the owner of the vessel, pleaded guilty to failing to take all reasonable steps to ensure the Joanna C was operated in a safe manner. West Hampshire Magistrates Court heard that the Joanna C had undergone a major refit in 2019, including the addition of a whale back, extension of the wheelhouse, and fitting raised bulwarks, all of which affected the stability of the vessel. The modifications had been carried out without the approval of the Maritime and Coast Guard Agency, the MCA, the body responsible for maritime regulation and safety. But despite this, the vessel continued commercial operations. Early in the morning on the November the 21st, 2020, Robert Morley, Adam Harper and David Bickerstaff were on board the Joanna C, 5 miles south of Shoreham, when the vessel's gear snagged on the seabed, causing it to lean heavily to starboard. Because it was unstable, the Joanna C could not recover and rapidly sank. Out of the three crew members, only Mr. Bickerstaff survived. A team of divers sent to inspect the wreck days later also found that the life raft had not been deployed. Laura D Fishing Limited was fined £36,000 and ordered to pay £69,289 in costs and £190 surcharge.